previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
And I think by the looks of things, it's a busy festive season, and a lot of bands on tours, particularly in our neck of the hood. And we've got guys in the studio. I have to say this. Charles, you know Charles is sitting in the back. He's probably listening right now. I was standing in on the border on the drive show not so long ago. The other studio, just down the passage here. And you guys were in studio with Charles. I could hear how much fun you guys were having.
Awesome, yeah.
Promise you.
Charles and fun, never.
I think
never
that's
far
a
lot.
That's the last time you guys were in studio as well. Yeah. So you got currently on tour. You got in from.
We got in from East London last night. Yesterday.
East London through Kenton. It's been a good time on the coast. Yeah.
Did you say it's Monday?
It might be a good idea, guys, to let everybody know who we're talking to. We've got Rabbit Jack in the studio.
I was about to go there. We've got Emil, we got Nick and Malusi in studio. Guys, morning.
Thank you.
Yes.
We just
stand out South African alternate pop band.
Ach, stop it, Lee. Stop it.
When you said Monday, I really had to think twice about the day. I've been getting the days wrong again. You know, it's that time of year where you're like, what day is it?
It is indeed.
Today.
Talking about that, not knowing what time of the year or day of the year it is, be honest, who in the band is not a morning person?
You.
Well, one of the guys in the band, actually, he's moved to Cape Town, so this is his last tour. But he, not a morning person, but he managed to miss his own farewell.
He missed his own farewell.
It's that slow Cape Town vibe.
Exactly. Yeah. He was actually a ride to the studio this morning, and he just didn't pitch. So I don't even know if he's at the hotel at the moment.
Well,
so
the other guys are still sleeping.
So we're a team of six, but only three of us made it to the interview. I wonder who the morning people are.
I was about to ask you guys, who's the most likely person in the group to lose their phone, and by the sounds of things,
it's the same guy. You won't mention any names, Brendan.
Wow. Gunshots. Listen, on the topic of phones, I'm sure you guys have a WhatsApp group, right?
Yes, yeah.
How many groups you want? Well, how many? We got a travel group. We got a meeting group. We got a recording group.
So
we got an only boys jokes group.
Ooh,
we got a...
Yo.
I'd put this group at the top so your wife doesn't catch you group. We got... We've got all the groups.
Okay, so who's the silent reader in the group, and who's the one that really spams the voice group with voice notes, and let's rather call it podcasts?
I think we've had the group for so long, like we just literally use it for work.
We've got a good workflow.
Yeah, we've got a good workflow.
Anyone who breaks that workflow up with long 2-minute voice notes, we just evict them from the group. You lose your voice.
You've been together since 2014.
It's a long time, yes.
It is a flippin' long time.
We're Bali's
Who would
now.
You say has changed the most? I mean, either musically or personality-wise, because there's a lot of life changes that happen in that time. People get married, people have kids, whatever.
Well, we're going through those changes currently, actually, yeah. The team right now in the rooms, the core team in a sense.
Yeah, man.
One of the guys have had a baby now, and he's also moved to Cape Town.
Congratulations.
So it's really cool. We've seen a hell of a lot happen over the 10 years.
Yeah.
But it's still cool that we get to do this, you know?
Yeah, but that's a dynamic as well. It's going to change. I mean, life's changed. You get married, you get partners, life moves on.
Yeah.
Do you foresee that that'll be a challenge in the future as a group still staying together, or will you work it out somehow?
I think we'll work it out. I think we've been so blessed the last 11 years with the same core team, traveling the country, playing shows, producing music. You know, we've been able to grow and develop off each other's talents and each other's strengths. And that's how we've gotten to where we are. I think, the challenge for next year is to do that with a little bit of a different shape and a different squad. But yeah, we welcome it in, man. I think Rubber Duck, we're excited. We're releasing music. We just released our EP now. Dropped end of November. We've got some new music coming out next year. It's for the first time in our lives.
Yeah.
We've got the gun loaded with like 3 or 4 songs. We don't know what to do. We're like, must we do it now? Must we release it tomorrow? Next week? What?
Yeah.
I love that we're talking about the music, because you guys are known for high energy live shows. Where do you really enjoy performing or staying? What is your favorite place to perform at or stay at? I know you've been mentioning Cape Town quite a bit, but yeah, do you have any favorite places to perform or
Where's
stay?
Yours, Malusi? Where's yours? Where's yours?
I know it's gonna sound a bit biased, but the Music Kitchen for me is
He's not even lying. Can I tell you? My brother has been talking about the damn chicken salad from Music Kitchen. And it's a good chicken salad, it's but I just know he doesn't eat enough salads to compare to any other salad.
Okay. Is it just the chicken or does it include the lettuce and all the garnish as well?
Well, the vibes. Vibes there. Everyone who comes there, you know, the host, the venue owner, it's just
beautiful.
It's actually one of the it's one of the coolest venues we've played. It's just like sound wise and stuff, it's just catered for live music.
And when you travel as much as we do, you know, venues, it's a sad thing. Venues close so quickly after COVID.
Yeah.
To see guys still putting out live South African shows every week, you know, it's tough. You know, the guys want to wait and save their money to watch Ed Sheeran and whoever else is coming. But yeah, my hat goes off to the guys at Music Kitchen. Much love for you guys out there.
Oh,
yeah.
That's incredible. A big, big shout out for our Music Kitchen guys.
Now, speaking of touring, are you guys in the GQ currently?
Yes.
Performing?
Oh, yeah.
And what's happening from here? Firstly.
Yeah, tonight we're in Music Kitchen. Yeah. Tonight on a Monday. Yeah. So I'm glad I realize it's Monday.
Yeah, it's Monday. So, and we are jolling again.
Yeah. Pull in tonight. Us, it's going to be Lekka. And then tomorrow we're in St. Francis.
St. Francis.
But at the brewery.
At the St. Francis Brewery.
Yeah.
And that's the end of the 2025 Christmas tour.
And then we tour to our Parentals.
Yes, and Parentals for Christmas.
Love.
Oh, can't wait.
And then New Year's in Belito. We're in Belito for
I was about to ask you now that there's the festival in Dubai that's taking place.
Yes.
Just tell us quickly, before I let you guys go, tell us about that festival.
Yeah, we've started an event, a festival series in Dubai called Awarefest, where we take South African local artists with us to Dubai. You know, there's a massive community of expats there. Yeah. And the whole idea is to promote South Africa, culture, food, everything in Dubai.
Yeah.
And it's the first one was a great success. Our next one now is on the 31st of January with Rowan Ash and Demi Lee Moore and ourselves and Postef. And then in April, we're doing a big Skopskit there. We're doing a Mango Groove, I think.
Some heavy names. Good luck. Possibly Mafiki Zolo.
Oh, wow.
All in Dubai under the Awarefest brand.
Yeah. I've got a festival as well in Cape Town. So similar name as
Cool.
Yeah, it's called Awarefest.
It's
just a slightly different spin on it.
Yeah,
but
So if anyone's listening and they're from Dubai, man, it'll be cool. Just let your friends and fam know.
100%.
Awarefest, 31 Jan.
And you can even bring your mask into town.
For folk who want to follow you on socials, where can they get hold of you?
Facebook, Instagram.
We sold.
Facebook. I can't be honest with that. Facebook was like dust. Like just like dust came off that name.
Please come and poke us on Facebook. We'll really enjoy.
They removed that to the poker.
Really?
I don't know.
Facebook, Instagram, obviously. Yeah. TikTok, we are so bad at it. Like, we're really trying to be TikTokers. The other day, we tried to create content in Durban, and it was so embarrassing.
I was really embarrassed.
We're standing on the beachfront trying to create content in our 30s, you know? And people are, like, walking past us, and we're miming and dancing. And that was just embarrassing. We don't know how the kids do it, eh?
So this girl, she walked past, and she was like, Mom, what are they doing? They don't even have a tripod.
Oh, no.
They don't even have a tripod. What are they doing?
Just don't press the live button while you try to work on content. Listen, Emil, Nick, Malusi, thanks for joining us this morning. Listen, we've got a song. We're going to play one of your new songs. Tell us about it.
Oh, man, it's a song. It's about marrying for money. The short of
sounds
it.
Sounds like a plan.
The short of it, You know, I think, it's called Old Money, and it's about that. It's one of our favorite song on the EP by far, and we hope the rest of the world gets to enjoy it the way we do.
All right.
You guys are fantastic. You're so much fun. Honestly, one wishes they could actually sit around a fire and just play it with you guys.
Tonight at Music Kitchen. Come, Lee. It's fine.
What time? What time at Music Kitchen tonight?
We're on, I think, after 7:30. Doors open at 6. Come have a bite. Yeah, there's a bit of.
They've got a great salad there.
Yeah, chicken salad. Best chicken salad in PE.
Listen, I'm going to press play on the song, guys. Thanks so much for popping in, and all the best for the rest of the tour. And thanks for popping in, yeah.
Thank you.
Cool, man. Cheers.
Cheers, guys. She's got blue eyes, she's got everything I kinda like, bro. She has shiny rings, I love the things, got all of me, am I enough, though? She got a private island vibe, her daddy's got a villa in the snow. You'll find her in the summertime, sipping wine on the farm in Bordeaux. A perfect smile that Gucci and Gabbana style, bro. She had everything credit can bring. A modern day's not really modern, bro. Yeah, my baby got gold. The grand is just so the gold, bro. I think he likes me, I may be in. I gotta hang around and wait in escrow. Girl, daddy got gold money. Yeah, he got gold.
FM Breakfast is the business.